This is National Native News. I'm Art Hughes in for Antonio Gonzalez. A San Juan County, Utah official is under fire for falsely backdating a document used to keep Navajo County Commission candidate Willie Gray Eyes off the ballot. On Tuesday, U.S. District Court Judge David Newford dismissed the challenge to Gray Eyes' residency in large part because County Clerk John David Nielsen falsified the original complaint. Nielsen admitted during a deposition he intentionally put the wrong date on the formal complaint, so it appeared it was filed before the deadline required under Utah election rules. Gray Eyes' attorney, Stephen Bose, calls the action egregious. He said the judge's ruling from the bench this week singled out the action for denying Gray Eyes his due process.
With that backdating, that made this look a whole lot more serious than it might have otherwise. It obviously had a huge impact on the judge's thinking.
Gray Eyes is a Democrat running for an open commission seat. The chair of the County Democratic Party is calling for Nielsen to resign his position as county clerk. Nielsen has yet to comment publicly on the issue. San Juan is the same county that was forced to redraw election districts because a judge ruled the existing boundaries were gerrymandered to limit the collective voting power of Navajo voters. The Santa Fe School Board voted this week to scale back annual school visits by people dressed up as Spanish conquistadors and Franciscan monks. The action comes following increasing criticism over an event that representatives from surrounding pueblos say romanticizes the violent oppression of native people by Spanish soldiers more than 300 years ago. The vote came this week after a three-hour public meeting. Most of those commenting on the plan opposed taking the reenactors out of the schools. School Superintendent Veronica Garcia began reviewing the school visits by what's known as the Fiesta Court a year ago. She says it grew out of a recognition that school officials needed to better understand the full context for presenting historical events.
Whereas some people may see this as just a fun tradition of, you know, dancing and looking forward to having the court come to school and have it be a special day and those fond memories, causes you to then recognize, well, how would I feel if this represented things that were painful to my ancestors and that this is really being celebrated.
Garcia calls the new policy a compromise. It limits appearances of the reenactors to 4th, 7th, and 9th grade history classes. It also does away with the practice of selecting school children to portray conquistador Don Diego de Vargas and the Fiesta Queen. Garcia says school officials will continue meeting with all the stakeholders to form a stronger recommendation for next year. Last month, the organizers of the larger City Fiesta announced they are halting a pageant meant to commemorate de Vargas's return to Santa Fe following the Pueblo Revolt against Spanish occupation in 1680. Google is honoring Cherokee scientist Mary Golda Ross on what would be her 110th birthday. The internet giant is featuring her image as the Google Doodle graphic at the top of the main search page. Ross is considered the first Native woman to work as an engineer. Ross started as a mathematician at Lockheed Missiles and Space Company in 1942. The company sent her for more education at UCLA, then rehired her as an aerospace engineer. She went on to work on top-secret defense projects, as well as the precursor to the Apollo program. She was a strong proponent for encouraging women and Native Americans to study science and engineering. She died in 2008 at the age of 99. The Google graphic was drawn by Kickapoo artist Aragon Starr. With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. At AARP, we create and connect you to unique tools and programs to help you save money and tackle the issues that matter most to you, your family, and your community. What we do might surprise you. More at AARP.org.
Support by Freedom Lodge, presenting Body and Earth, the future of Native wellness, with leaders including Chief Arvo Looking Horse, sharing wisdom which protects our lives and lands, September 12th through the 15th, Mystic Lake Casino. Registration through September 12th at bodyandearth.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.